4, Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin here in the U.S., where Washington is celebrating the grand opening of the National Museum of African American History and Culture this Saturday. President Barack Obama featured what he called the newest American icon on the National Mall in his weekly address.
And this museum tells a story of America that hasn't always taken a front seat in our national narrative. As a people, we've rightfully passed on the tales of the giants who built this country. But too often, willful or not, we've chosen to gloss over or ignore entirely the experience of millions upon millions of others. But this museum chooses to tell a fuller story.
The president hosted a reception at the White House Friday for many of the museum's contributors as part of the kickoff event, a weekend of festivities including an outdoor festival to accommodate the overflow of crowds. Authorities in Iraq say an attack on a security checkpoint in Salahuddin province has killed at least 12 people. Officials say at least 23 people were wounded in the suicide car bombing earlier today. There's been no claim of responsibility for the bombing, but the Islamic State has claimed multiple similar attacks. The United Nations says that intense airstrikes against rebel-held areas of the embattled city of Aleppo have left nearly 2 million people without running water, days into one of the most intense sieges of the war. The airstrikes over the Syrian city of Aleppo continued Saturday with at least 30 dead so far. The Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had diffused hostilities for nearly a week. This is VOA News. A large manhunt is underway in the United States, in Washington, the northwestern state, for a gunman who fatally shot five people in a shot.